Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry, I had a little snafu. Sorry if it wasn't at 11:30. It's 11:36. I do apologize. But I am David from the 5x5, and this is the 5x5 Late Night. And I told you guys I wasn't going to keep on talking so much every night, because I know I'm maybe getting on you guys' nerves, but maybe not. Thank you guys for joining me. I wasn't going to do anything today because actually, I don't know. I haven't. Today, I did not eat any fast food. Or, no, I don't think I did. That's pretty bad if you don't know if you ate out or not during the day. No, I didn't eat any. I didn't eat anything until this afternoon. Well, late afternoon, when I picked my mother up and I think I had, yeah, I had two Hot Pockets. Some, these chips are the devil. They're called those Ultimate Ruffles, the sweet and smoky barbecue. They're the devil. And somebody needs to get an exorcist to my house before I eat the whole bag. And then I had a couple of snickerdoodles. I know that's just a healthy for not eating anything all day. And I had an orange Fanta. The more I talk about what I had to eat, the worse it gets. But I was feeling a little sick. I'm like, and I was kind of messing around online. I was outside because it's kind of warm. It was warm here today. It's funny, we had all the snow for the last 2 weeks, and it was everywhere. It was ice, there was snow, and it's gone. Like, we had 250, one day was almost 60 degrees. It was 40 some odd degrees today. So just about all the snow is gone, which is good because I really didn't want a white Christmas. It's supposed to really rain and stuff bad here, and I'm in southern Indiana, and it's supposed to rain pretty bad, but we'll see. Rain doesn't really bother me. Although I didn't go get my tires like I said I was going to get, I just didn't feel like driving out there, and I need some tires, not badly, but bad enough to where I need to go get some. So maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Although I'm supposed to do some Christmas shopping with my niece tomorrow, so we'll see how that turns out. I might sleep all day. I don't have anything to do. I'm not working any extra, which is good. Normally during the weeks when I get calls from work, that means I have to do something extra that I don't want to do. Well, it was something interesting that happened to me today, and I hadn't thought about this person for years. I probably last saw this person is right before I went into college in 1989, and wow, I'm old. And prior to that, we were in high school together, and it's so funny. I've been knowing this person all of my life. And growing up, kind of not really the outcast, but you know how it used to be, kids would, when they found out somebody was adopted and didn't have a quote unquote real mommy or daddy, they was mean to them. And I never understood that. My parents didn't raise my sister and I like that, but some kids are just mean. So this was that guy. He was treated because he looked funny. He had these big glasses, like the big Poindexter glasses with the tape in the center. You know, he was a quintessential nerd, but he wasn't a nerd. He just had that look, and people just treated him poorly because he was short and scrawny. Fast forward to high school, he goes from a scrawny nerd looking to a buff basketball god. Tall, brown, a body of death. I have pictures. Body of death. And so he became quite popular because he was into the basketball and had a crazy body, extremely fit. He was hilarious. Never took things too seriously, but he was a funny guy. You know, and we had a really, really good friendship, you know, because I was never the one that ostracized him for not having a biological mother and father. You know, the people who raise you and take care of you and the ones that feed you are your biological parents, regardless of what anyone says. Anyhow, so Like I said, he's turned to this basketball god, and he's all buffed out and everything. And we had a real good friendship. I was in a program in the summer that let students with good grades take college classes in the summer. This is before I went to college, and you get college credits that would transfer to the university that you chose to go to after you completed the 4-year program. And so he was in it too, so we was always gone in the summer at a university. We stayed in the dorms. It was so funny because I guess when I first started, I had to be 14, 15, and the first time being away from my family for long periods of time. But I loved every minute of it because, when you're not around your parents, you can do just about anything you want. But thing is, my grandparents lived in that city, so I couldn't get too crazy. But anyhow, he was in this program too, and so we started up a really good friendship. We hung out all the time. We wore each other's shoes. Don't ask me why. It was a kid thing. Hung out. He would sleep in my dorm room. No hanky panky. I didn't know what all that was about then. But we had some moments, and I remember us missing each other because I was a year older. When the summer was over, because I would stay for the second semester, and the kids younger than me are you had to pass a test to do two summer sessions in a row, and the kids who didn't, they had to leave. But so I would stay, and he would go, and we had this kind of, oh, you're my friend, and we would write letters. It was just very strange, very homoerotic for the time. And I remember writing letters to him, and this is all crazy stuff. And then we just I when I actually because he would have been a senior in high school when I was in my first year of college. And so, your lives take different paths. So I was on a different path. I was doing my thing, and he's still trying to get through his thing. And but I always still consider him a friend. But then of course you grow up, you get old, and you lose complete contact. Then I move away, and you don't see anybody. So I recently be back. Like, if you guys have listened to the show, I've recently been back in the area for what, two years, right over 2 years. And thing is, I don't see in these kids. I don't call them kids. They're adults. We're in our 40s. But today, I'm picking my mother up from dialysis, and I'm waiting in the lobby for her to finish. And I see a guy walk in, and I'm like, he looks familiar. And I want to interject quickly right here. I finally had the opportunity to look at the Beyonce videos from the Beyonce album. So I was watching them on my iPod. So I was totally engrossed in that, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. And so I just happened to look up, and I'm like, ah. And so I knew it was him, and I said, hey. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe it's David. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? He said, I heard you was in Atlanta. I'm like, yeah, I was in Atlanta, And then he just started asking me all these kind of not really bizarre questions, because of course he's a man now. He has more gray in his beard than I do. I don't have that much. I have like two little whiskers that are gray. Don't get it twisted. But he had a, sometimes when you have had a harder life, I guess it makes you a little older, and you can tell that, you've been through some things in the last, 25 years. And he had asked me about, different people, and I'm like, yeah, one of our mutual friends, that's my best friend. I said, we're still best friends, I said, she's in Atlanta. And he said, oh, that's great, man. That's great, man. He says, good to see you. Then he says, don't you have a daughter? I'm like, and so I just gave him a look, because my thing is, everybody knows that I'm gay. That's not a secret. Yes, I was gone for a long time, but they was calling me gay in high school. So it wasn't like it was, not public knowledge. I hadn't come out. I didn't come out until my late 20s, but I figured that he knew. Not that it was that I was going to sit there and tell him, because it wasn't that important. And because I, in my mind, I was like, well, we had some moments where they could be, quantified as gay. You know, not that we did anything, but there was moments and emotional moments. And so he's like, because he was picking up somebody, he's driving a cab now or something, and he was picking up one of the patients from the dialysis center. And he's like, oh, so he runs over and he hugs me. He's like, you sure you don't have a daughter? So I, you know, we do the old brother, you know, the straight man macho hug that you grab one hand and then you put one, still do a full embrace. You had to have a handshake and a one arm hug. That's the macho hug. I'm like, I think it's so funny because in my mind when this happened, I know what they're doing. I don't want to seem too gay by hugging another man. Get over it. It's not that serious. And all gay men aren't after you. But he and then of course I touched his huge hands. I'm like, oh my God. And he's still really, not that you lose your height, but he's still really tall and still relatively fit, just looks a little older, well, a lot older. And he's like, oh well, we need to get together, we get together, you sure you don't have a daughter? I'm like, that was my niece. My niece was with me a lot when she was a baby. I had her more, just as much as her mother did. And I said, he said, well, she should be grown now. I'm like, yes. He said, well, you back in town? I'm like, yes. And I start asking all these questions. He's like, well, you know, hit me up on Facebook. Okay, you hit me up and then we'll talk. So I don't know. My thing is, if I guess things were different, if that situation had happened now, you know, how different would that be for me? I don't know. I just thought it to be kind of interesting and totally nothing. And I just wanted to put that out there because it's something that happened today that's kind of been in my mind all night. But we're going to take a really quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson. He went off in an interview. The interview was for GQ magazine, and he didn't say nice things. But you know, I'm on the fence where to whereas can he say what he want to say? I'll tell you what I think when we come back.
Just
She obviously wants you guys to let your love shine through, because she was singing that. That was Embrace the Taste, featuring Snowflake by Alex Barroza. So we were talking about, well, before we went to break, we were talking about, well, I was talking about the little Duck Dynasty drama that happened. I guess the I don't know when the GQ article ran, but it comes out, and if you guys have watched Duck Dynasty, you know it features a family who own the company Duck Commander, and Phil Robinson is he is the patriarch of the family, and he says some things in this, and I'm trying to find the article. I don't know where it went. For some reason, it was here, and then it just disappeared from where I had it up at. Hold on 1 second, everybody. Okay, and so he says some homophobic-ish comments. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't necessarily believe that his what he said was homophobic. He is just, trying to say this without gays getting mad at me or anybody else getting mad at me. Not that I really care, because I don't. But he says, well, what we'll do first, I want to read what he says. It seems like to me, this is from the GQ article, as a man, no, it seems like to me a vagina as a man would be more desirable than a man's anus. How would you know? That's just me. I'm just thinking there's more there. She's got more to offer. I mean, come on, dudes. You know what I'm saying. But hey, sin, it's not logical, my man. It's just not logical. So that's what he says. And so I guess that is what where my those are his feelings. We live in America. We can say what we want to say. But I think you have a responsibility to people who look up to you. You know, they're one of the hottest things on television right now, especially when you're saying that stuff when you're uninformed. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but when you're leading people, this is just my opinion, down a path of belief to how you perceive the Bible, how you perceive the Word of God. And then and also in the article, he was talking about, it when, because of gays, it leads to other things like bestiality, incest. And he went on this long rant about sexual immorality and idolaters, adulterers, all these people that he's saying who's going to it, they sin, so therefore they're going to hell. And I have a show with two of my friends, Donovan from the Off Limit Show and Ken from the Ken Boggle Talk Show. And a few weeks back, we talked about, it might have been last week, we talked about religion. And I consider myself a Christian. I know plenty of gay Christians. I also know what the Bible says, and but I have for Christianity to work with my life, I had to believe there's something bigger than what man is and what man is saying, that knows my heart and is the ultimate judge of what it's going to be of my become of my salvation. So I can't sit around and say, oh, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, but and in the same breath say, because you are sinning. This is very simple, and this is where religion, kind of throws Christianity out the door, and it becomes an opinion. When you talk about sin, and you have to listen very closely, because it's logical. There is a verse in the Bible, and I should look it up. For the wages of sin is death. So if Mr. Robinson wants to throw out all these people who are going to die for their sin, he's not living forever. So therefore, he's dying for the same, not the same sin, for sin, period. It doesn't matter what it is, big or little, large or small, you're still going to die as a result of your sin. Unless he knows something I don't know, and he's going to be here on this planet for a very long time. And I think if Christians would embrace that as much as they embrace some of the other stuff in the Bible, then they would have to stop saying and telling people who which people are going to hell and they're dying because of this sin, you know. And even saying that, you know, again, if you're going to embrace that text in the Bible, then read the whole book of Leviticus. And then I want you to, you know, be the one out there sharing the word of God. If you want to believe part of it, believe all of it. And Donovan and Ken and I had this conversation on the cruise show. Yeah, I think you have to take everything in the text. For me, I guess I have adapted part of it to fulfill me, but I don't think that to fulfill my, you know, spiritual needs. But I still know there's things in there that doesn't necessarily agree with my lifestyle, but there's also things in there that says I can't judge and I will be judged, you know, on what I did on this earth, you know, not who I slept with. And that's what I have to say about that. I'm surprised my friend Donovan didn't say anything in the chat room. Thanks for joining us, Donovan, by the way. And for any of you guys, we have 2 more days left in the contest. If you listen to Real Talk with David and Nikki, which Nikki was sick last night and I was there by myself, we run the contest. We're giving away 2 Starbucks gift cards. So you have to listen to last night's episode of Real Talk to see what you have to do to be considered for the gift or contest. My friend Donovan says he doesn't want to get into an argument about it. Well, we don't argue. We can debate. But I understand because I'm going on to something else now. Let's see. I was talking. I forgot what I was talking about. I've lost my train of thought because I know he's very passionate about how he feels as well too. He has a pretty strong opinion about religion and Christians and spirituality. And so that's actually a really good show, guys. If you guys want to check out 3 different opinions, you know, from a spiritualist, a Christian, and a Buddhist, that's interesting. Check out thecruiseshow.net and look for the religion show. It's pretty good. Or right here on Spreaker, you can check out the Cruise Show, and it's going to be one of the available episodes for you guys. With that being said, about the conversation I about me seeing this with Phil Robertson and how celebrities, you know, I think they had to be sometimes they had to be accountable for what they put out there, because now A&E is like, you're suspended. You know, we're going to take you off the show. So is this a really how A&E feels? Are they backpedaling just because they're afraid to lose viewers? My thing is, I really never watched Duck Dynasty. They're all over the place. There's Duck Dynasty merchandise. There's Duck Dynasty stuff all over the place. I don't care because I don't hunt ducks. You know, although I do like a bear guy, but not like they look. Because sometimes when your beard is that long, it gets to stinking, and I can't take all that. It'll make me hate you. A&E has suspended him. You know, he can say what he wants to say. I think you have to be, I think he has to be accountable for what he said, you know, because not everybody's gonna like what you say. You know, that I think that's just life. You know, there's people that don't like what I say on my show. I don't care. They can say what they want to say. But it's just a part of life. But that brings me to say, when I was picking my mother up today from dialysis, we were sitting there talking before she got off, and there's like other people in the room, and we were having a private conversation, and we were talking about Christmas gifts. And so she said, that yes, they do look nasty. Except for the one, for some, the one brother that has like the brown hair and the shorter beard. Some reason he's kind of sexy to me. Don't ask me why. But my mother and I were having a private conversation, and my mother, I'm a black man, and my mother still, well, not still, she's always supported Paula Deen. She loves Paula Deen. She likes her cookbook. She likes her food. She likes her cookware. She is a Paula Deen supporter. I am not. For what, what she allegedly said, and then the case was thrown out, and there was a white lady who ended up suing her for being a racist, and it come out. She said what she said. Now, this is what I say about people can say what they want to say. I don't care. I just don't have to, and especially if you're a celebrity and if you're selling stuff, I don't have to patronize you. Like the Duck Dynasty guy, I'm probably not going to watch your show, even if it's on. My sister and they watch it. That's fine. I'm not going to. I was never going to be one to be in the market for a Duck Dynasty product anyhow. So that wasn't an issue. Paula Deen, on the other hand, possibly. My mother likes Paula Deen stuff. Unfortunately, Mom, I'm not going to be able to buy you anything Paula Deen-ish for Christmas because I can't support somebody who is not that only that she said the N-word, but I think there's an attitude that exists still with a certain sect of folks in the South, and I think she's part of that attitude, part of that culture. And when you're planning weddings and you want people dressed up as slaves and stuff, that's inappropriate. So I can't buy a Paula Deen cookie. I can't buy a Paula Deen teacup, book, wig, nothing. There's nothing I'm gonna buy from Paula Deen, and I'm not gonna watch her show because I don't have to. Not too long ago, we went out to eat. My mother, Grandpa Al Kraziska, thanks for joining us this evening, and happy holidays to you as well. I'm ready for it to be over. We have, what, 7 days left, and I'm ready for it to be done. Take care. Thanks for coming in. And so I'm not going to buy her anything for Paula Deen. Like I said, we went out, maybe several months ago. My mother happens to like a chicken sandwich from what's that place called? Chick-fil-A. Okay, I'll take you to Chick-fil-A. I'm not buying nothing there because they don't. Not that you have to support my lifestyle. You deny me when you deny my lifestyle, and you have all this crazy stuff to say about it. So I'll sit there and watch you eat a chicken sandwich, but I won't eat one. So that's just who I am, and it's not something that I'm going to do. Anyhow, let's take another little break, and then we'll come back. And it's gonna be kind of short tonight. I don't have much. Oh no, I'll finish talking about the Paula Deen conversation, and then we'll talk about some other things going on. We'll be right back.
Than ever. Yeah, I'll be thinking that I change or that I think that I am better. I still sit up on the roof. I still go for walks at night. I still look up at the moon and sit in the crib when it's time to ride. Ladies, I know you wanna come with me when I have to fly off again. And I don't wanna leave you either. But I have to, and I'm sorry. Just keep up on my YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, baby. It's easy. Y'all partying with us. Everyone's around and said they never get enough. Popping bottles of the new. No, it ain't nothing new. When the ladies see me now, they're like, just me and my clique. Yeah, that's all I need. What the freaky bigs and Irene B. Shout out to all around and every RCC. Slow it down. Sit back, NFC party tonight. Go ape and tell a friend ain't about the drama, eh? Well, I'm just trying to have a good life with every single fine dime. Showing love to my city. Put your camera out. It's showtime. Yeah. and money steady stacking. I get to come back home where there's not a lot of action, but I let it run. Tequila mixed with rum, and if you want it, then you should come get some. Rama in the building, rocks up to the ceiling. Planet to planet, this track is what they're feeling. Yeah, and if you feel it too, you shouldn't stop yourself. Know just what to do.
When it comes to how I live, everything you do is big, and I'm not being cocky or saying I'm the ish. Just trying to state that my life is great, and my TV on a dial like a paperweight. Whole lifestyle blown up, parties gonna show up. Every time I come home, I'm close to the top. What did you think? I was playing around. Hope that you can see clearly now, because I wanna shine. Everybody on my own time, fly around the world till the hands ain't kiss mine. Sitting on the gold mine, seeing all the fine dogs, riding the first class, the English they fly. Yeah, you thinking I wasn't serious? My flow's got you delirious. Frankie Biggs, Rama, NFC, they feeling it.
I like that. That's kind of groovy. I cannot for the life of me figure out what the sample is on that song. It's been in 1,001 songs, and I can't think of what the sample is. Are you guys surprised I'm not playing Christmas music tonight? Well, I'm not done yet, and you know what song is coming, just so you know. I've been talking to Grandpa Al and Off Limits, my friend Donovan, in the chat room, and we was talking about how when I said I didn't eat at KFC, not KFC, I didn't eat at oh my god, this has been a bad night, everybody. I didn't eat at Chick-fil-A anymore because of how they feel about gay people. So, you know, I can't patronize you if you don't like something about me. When I'm giving you money, I'm supporting you, and you can't support me. You know, I think you have an obligation. Again, you can say and feel however you want. I just can't support you just how you can't support me. I think it's only fair. But they're saying, but thing is about Chick-fil-A, I miss Chick-fil-A. I used to have Chick-fil-A all the time until all the gay hate came out. And I was telling them in the chat room that I missed those chicken biscuits. And Off Limits show was saying he won't eat at Chick-fil-A either. Grandpa was saying that, Grandpa Al was saying he tried Chick-fil-A and it tasted like someone's old socks. But they are delicious, but Off Limits show says it's about the principle. Exactly. And Grandpa all seems to think that if you want chicken done right, do it yourself. Great advice. My granddad taught me, you know, I'm not a very good chicken fryer. I've never been able to fry chicken. I don't know why. I'm taking that back. I can make, and this is so funny. I'm going to tell you guys this, and don't think that I'm talking out of two sides of my mouth, because there's a recipe that I got from Paula Deen, of all people, and it's the chicken that she beats up in a bag, and I call it David's beat up chicken, but it's chicken breast, and then she beats up in a bag. Gosh, am I giving Paula Deen a am I giving her a shout out on my show? And I was just talking about her. I'll never make it again, but because I've made it for my parents once, and you take chicken breast and you beat it in a bag. I think she put buttermilk or something in hers, and then she dredged it. And my dredge, I put flour, kosher salt and pepper, and I also put a little ginger and a little garlic in the little flour dredging stuff. And I didn't know this, and thanks to Paula Deen, even though I'm not buying none of her stuff, this was pre N-word. You use olive oil to fry the chicken in. I've never thought about that. Even though when I fry chicken with bones in it, because I used to have to fry it for somebody, and I never knew it when it was done. There was always blood still coming out of it, so I had to leave it alone. But with the chicken breast, You put the olive oil in it to fry it in, and then you take, you know, she loved butter, and you take, you know, how much ever butter you want, and that way the butter won't burn the skillet, and then you get a really good, thick, crispy crust. And it's the best chicken ever. I'm sorry. I'm not tackling out of both sides of my mouth because not that I don't dislike Paula Deen. You know, anyone is redeemable. And that's the conversation I was having with my mother today. She was talking about how she wanted something from Paula Deen. I'm like, I'm not buying it. And she was like, she didn't care because she still felt that Paula Deen was a good person. And she thinks that they did her wrong because she lost her whole Paula Deen empire over her friend who happens to be white sued her for being a racist, and the case ended up being thrown out. And so while we're having this conversation, another, it wasn't a patient, it was a patient's wife. She comes around and she says, she's like, I like Paula Deen too. And so because you're entering my conversation and you wasn't invited, so I kind of snapped at her and I said, I don't, you know, because I knew what she was going to say. And then my mom is, you know, she's saying whatever she's saying. And so this white lady, and she was an older white lady, she had the unmitigated gall to say to me, well, I know you've called a white person a cracker before. I'm like, no, you don't know that. And I've never called a white person cracker. And even if I had called a white person cracker, it will never be on the level as the word nigga. That's the only time I'm gonna say the N-word on my show, but it would never be on that level. And how dare you say that bullshit to me? And so she's like, oh yeah, I know. Then she tried to backpedal. Well, yeah, she was wrong when she said that, but I still like her. Good night and goodbye, you know, get out of my conversation. So, but I thought that was kind of funny that we had that conversation and about chicken, and then that kind of worked out to what I was talking about. But Grandpa says that he bought a $35 meal at KFC and the chicken wasn't done. Off limits, and I both say ill. And me, if I get served raw chicken, I'm going off. And he said they had the nerve to offer him another meal for free, and it was raw as well. What? And then Off Limits found a roach ill in his drink at Taco Bell. And the girl said, oh, I'm sorry that happens. See, that's so unacceptable. It's just so gross. That's one thing you just, don't, you just don't know what to expect. But the best place to go is Subway, unfortunately. You can always go to Subway and, you know, you can see what they're making. I guess you don't know what they're doing when they're prepping the food, but right there is in front of you. You can, and I try not to get fountain drinks because I don't think people clean those out. I know you have to get them at restaurants, but at Subway, you can get a bottle drink. Because once I was at a Marathon gas station and I was getting a fountain drink and it had like little dirt pebble rocks inside, which I thought was totally gross. And they're talking about they're meeting always the highest quality. Really? Well, I like Subway. I can. Oh, I love Slotsky's. I haven't been to Slotsky's in a year. We have in years, and we have several here. Yeah, there was rocks in my drink. You know what? You know how I've been a proponent of Chipotle. You know, I've only been there like 3 times since it's been here, and my birthday was in August, and I think it was the last time I was there. I might have went one more time after August. So I'm treating myself to Chipotle. Since I didn't have any fast food today, tomorrow I'm going to Chipotle, and that's another place where they have all the ingredients out there. You can see them cooking everything. But you have to be really, really careful with chicken, because chicken will get you caught up and you'll end up having the runs for about a month. Don't nobody have time for that. What else were we talking about? We talked about Duck Dynasty, Paula Deen. Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to do this, even though you guys are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to do it and I don't care. I have to. I have to play my favorite song because we've been playing some other music normally, not the Christmas music that I've been used to playing. So I'm going to play one of my songs, and then we're going to come back and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Beyoncé CD that I'm totally engrossed with and is taking over my life. We'll be right back.
Cause of crashes with injuries on Indiana roads. Unless you absolutely must travel, the best way to stay safe during a snow or ice storm is to stay off the roads. Non-essential trips on slick roads can unnecessarily jeopardize your safety and the safety of any emergency responders who must come to your aid if you become stranded or involved in a crash. If you must travel during a snow or ice storm, don't leave your home unprepared. Carry a cell phone and car charger and a small emergency preparedness kit with blankets, extra water and snacks, a small shovel, and other items that may be helpful if you find yourself stuck or stranded on the road. Always allow extra space between you and other vehicles. And remember, ice and snow, take it slow. For more information about traveling safely this winter, visit winterdrivingsafety.in.gov. This message is brought to you by the National Weather Service, Indiana Public Safety Agencies, and the American Red Cross.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace. Somehow the day had come for truth behind all Christendom, but blindly we just roll along with a broken song of peace, peace, and in despair.
I'm sorry, I had to do it. That has become my favorite Christmas song. That's from an indie artist for the season. That and no, there's another. I'm gonna play that too. There's a song called Noel that I like a lot as well. But I'm sorry, I had to play it. But I told you guys every show that I have that I do prior to Christmas Day. I probably won't do a show on Christmas, but prior to Christmas Day, I'm playing that song at least one time. You just have to get over it. Grandpa says I should play Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer and Grandpa got ran over by a beer truck. Abuse in the nicest way. And Off Limits says Grandpa Al is too much. He says, no, I'm cheap. I looked at my wife, said I love her under my breath. I said, when she's not here. He's killing me, Grandpa. Who knew you were so hilarious? That is so funny. I like little one-liners like that. That cracks me up. But you guys should check out Grandpa Al Kreska on Spreaker.com. I am following him, and his last episode was Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And always check out my boy Off Limits show. I'm trying to aspire to be like Donovan because he's so eloquent, and he always his. While I'm doing my show, since he's in the chat room, I'm thinking about like, okay, how would he say this, or how would he progress? Kreska. Okay, I got it. Kreska. I'm sorry, Grandpa Al. Kruska. If it was Spanish, I'd be able to pronounce it. But no, I look up to Donovan because he's very eloquent and his show just has a unique flow to it that I'm trying to capture. And both of us have been added to the iHeart family, iHeart Radio family on their talk show programs. So we're happy about that. Hopefully the crew show that features he and I and another co-host will be on there soon as well. So we've talked about Paula Deen. We talked about fried chicken. We talked about Phil Roberson. Now just to lighten the mood up a little bit, I purchased the Beyoncé album the other day. I hadn't had the opportunity to like listen to it all the way because I've been doing this or falling asleep while I was doing it. Not because it was boring, because I was doing something else and I wanted to dedicate my time to listening to the album the way it should be listened to. And when I tell you this album, I'm going to do a full review on this album, probably maybe Sunday, Monday, Saturday, possibly not tomorrow. Well, maybe tomorrow if I can get it together by tomorrow, but, this album is off the chain. When I tell you, Beyonce, you know, when back in the old days when people cook really good, or maybe black people just said they would say it was so good that they was coined the phrase that they put their the phrase was coined that she put her foot in it or he put his foot in it. I never knew what that means. I'm gonna look it up and I'll let you guys know. And she put her foot in this one. So I had the opportunity through my Apple TV, which I absolutely love. I've been saying this all season long, that if you haven't got a good gift idea for someone and you want to lay out the money, purchase an Apple TV. My Apple TV has been my friend through thick and thin. They've added so many things to where when I purchased my Roku, it was obsolete within 2 days. Even though I like the Roku system, I just sold it because Apple TV started adding everything that I wanted that the Roku had, and Apple did it better. My friend Donovan, he's been talking to me about the Macs and Mac Pros, I think they are, but I can't drop those kind of dollars on a computer. But I'm you know, looking at some of the cheaper ones and versus the Windows 8s. I haven't made a decision because I was sold on Windows 8 touchscreen, but now I'm on the fence because he says it's so good. But back to the Beyoncé album. Like I said, I'm going to do a complete review of every song. Beyoncé, you know, she gave y'all Crazy in Love. She did Diva, Single Ladies. She did all these little cutesy songs for y'all that everybody, wait a minute. Grandpa says, when I put my foot in something, it means I had clean feet and was stumping on grapes to make Tootsie wine. you know, she gave you all these kind of light poppy songs, and she has some R&B. Well, she's an R&B artist, you know, Destiny's Child. But this album, to me, it's an R&B album. It crossed over. She's already sold over 1 million copies. It is currently the most sales debut for an artist on iTunes currently. She did 600,000 copies in 3 days, and now it's just pushed over 1 million since Thursday. So I guess that was since last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Well, so a week. She sold 1 million copies, but it's to me, since I'm a Beyonce stan, I'm a B stan, and a Beyonder. Every song is good, but with this, like with my Apple TV, you know, once you buy the album, I bought it on my iPod. I didn't even go to iTunes on my computer, because iTunes jacks my computer up, so I have to do it when nothing's running. I bought it on my iPod, and so it starts downloading. So, but I didn't download the videos on my iPod until today, actually. But with your Apple TV, because everything is synced through your iTunes account, you can stream it from your iTunes account and it's there. So I re-listened to all the songs from number 1 to 14. And then I watched all the videos that followed. So to me, the thing is, there were some of the songs I didn't like, and I'll tell you the songs I didn't like in the review, but when I seen the video and I seen what the imagery was behind the video, and she said this was a visual album. This is what she sees when she thinks of an idea for a song or something she's going through. And she sees the music in pictures, kind of like a, I don't know, Beyonce's an idiot savant. But not really. Autistic savant, I'm sorry. I said idiot savant. Oh my God, I'm sorry, B. Autistic savant. Every song, my favorite song right now, if you guys want to, you can go to iTunes if you have an Apple TV and listen to it, or on iTunes or computer, or on your iOS device. The tracks I say listen to or preview is Pretty Hurts, which is phenomenal. Jealous, don't laugh at me, Donovan. Rocket, Flawless, Autistic Savant. Not artistic, autistic savant. Well, she could be an artistic savant, I guess there's, but I think it's a form of autism. Anyhow, Superpower probably right now is my most favorite song. It does feature, yes, Pretty Hurts is a good song. It does, in the video, if you guys see it, it has Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child in it, and also Pharrell, who actually wrote the song, which I did know. But like I said, I didn't like a few of these songs until I seen the video. The song Mine featuring Drake is another good one. But right, oh, and Blow. You know how, like, on the last album, album 4, I didn't mean to do this kind of review, but I'm going to do a little bit of a review. Remember on the album 4, which was her last album that came out in 2000 and... it would have been 2010. It had been like the summer of 2010 it came out, and it wasn't one of her best, but to me, with this album release, it made that album stronger, because I'm like, oh, I see where your mind was now. But I liked 4, you know, like, I know every song on it, but there's a song on this album called Blow, and like Love on Top was kind of that 60s Motown sound boy band group. Blow would be the 70s counterpart to that kind of throwback feel, more like Donna Summers. The video is crazy. It's like a skating ring type of thing. She looks amazing. The choreography is crazy. Another good song. And Drunken Love, if I had in my top 3, Drunken Love. She obviously loves her man, and a lot of these songs are about Jay-Z, obviously, and her love and her family. And you talk about Jealous, Partition, You're No Angel, but Drunken Love is that's the club song. I can see all my AT aliens dancing to this in the clubs in Atlanta, because it's that song. But I don't know what the single is. I think I heard that the single is called XO, and that's for Hugs and Kisses. Your Love is Like XO. But Superpower is going to be a big song. They need to go ahead and give her the Grammy for Album of the Year now, because this crushes Gaga, it crushes Katy Perry, it crushes Britney Spears, because what they did doesn't even touch what Beyonce has accomplished with this album, especially with Flawless, which we've already heard part of it, which that was the beginning of the year, about when there was a release called Bow Down. Bow Down is part of another song called Flawless. That's enough of that. But I've been trying to pull myself away, because everything and the imagery is so beautiful. And she made a video for every single song. Every single song, and they're not these little cheap, you know, performance videos. They are videos. Hype Williams did several of them, you know, and Hype's, you know, he did Janet Call on Me. He did the Busta Rhymes Janet Jackson collaboration on What's It Gonna Be. So you have to check this album out. I believe on the 20th, which I think that's Friday. Yeah. On the 20th on Friday, you'll be able to buy a physical copy. Since I already have the digital copy, I put the physical copy on my Christmas list. So, if any of my family members is listening to it, listen to me. Do not give me an iTunes gift card for this because I already have it. I want the physical copy and just don't, well, you can't buy it at Target because they said they're not selling it, but I will talk about that on the Beyonce, it's going to be called, this is so crazy because I'm nuts. it's going to be called Beyond Belief Beyonce. How's that for a title of a podcast and a review? I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot. I kind of surprised, surprised myself when I thought of that title, and I was gonna blog about it tonight, but I'm too tired, and then do the whole review online, and then go over it on my, it'll probably be on it'll be on my late night show, here on Spreaker.com. We're going to take one more break. We're going to come back and talk about guys with iPhones, specifically celebrities with iPhones. So give me a few more minutes, bear with me, and we'll be right back.
Alright, straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue and your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it then park it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'm a dog, get off and ballin'. Shit on the offense, Rick a whip with the Dawkins. Feeling them softly. Like, bitch, I'm this shit and you nosy. Step out my office, pimpin' in motion. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Oh,
To me, that is the jam. I love that song. That's Tinashe with Who Am I Working For? And thing is, I think she's talking about she's working for a man for some reason. She says she has to get two jobs. I'm not taking care of no man. Trust and believe, I can't do it. But anyhow, I've talked about that before too. So we talked about Beyonce's album. Let's say it'll be a review Friday or Saturday. Beyond Belief, Beyonce. That is such a gay Beyonce fan title, but the kids love it. Just today, and I'm always late. I thought I was getting some new news. I'm on the Instinct Magazine's Facebook page, and they do updates. And I got confused to where they had a little thing about an actor who had posted his nude selfie on guys with iPhones, or had a nude selfie, and then it ended up on guys with iPhones. If you haven't seen that page or that website, go to it, because it's, to me, it's funny. See all these men, these grown ass men, standing in the mirror with their iPhones taking, well, some of them don't, they're not always naked pictures, but the majority of them are naked. They get their butts up, and they'll do like little things like underwear or wavy mirrors or canisters. I don't get what the yellow canisters were. You know, I'm not really up on too much, you know, gay trend stuff, so I could be behind. But anyhow, the picture I seen today was from an actor that was on a show that I like, called Spartacus. Now, if anybody has watched Spartacus, there's been four seasons. The first was Spartacus: Blood and Sand. The second was a prequel season called Guys of the Arena. The third one was the sequel to the first one, and it was Vengeance, Spartacus Vengeance. And then the last season, the fourth season, was called Spartacus War of the Damned, and it was on Stars. And I absolutely fell in love with the show, not only for the all the naked men, because there's a lot of nakedness going on, there's a lot of homosexuality going on, there's a lot of everything going on, but this how they kind of bent history around this one character, and because the last season you see Caesar come into the picture, but it was a series built around the gladiators that were really slaves during the Roman Empire. They were really slaves, and they was forced to fight for the Ludus and the Ludus masters, and you know, even the champions who were the quote-unquote gods of the arena, they were slaves. They were privileged slaves, but they still were slaves. And I thought that was interesting. But it's a great show. Visually, is amazing. And rest in peace to the original actor who played Spartacus, was Andy Whitfield, who passed away from cancer prior to, that's why they did the prequel season. Oh, remember Lucy Lawless was in it, Xena, she was in it, Lucretia, and Andy Whitfield, he passed before they could make the sequel to Blood and Sand, which was end up being Vengeance, which it turned out they got an actor that looked really like him. In some scenes it was kind of haunting to watch this actor portray Andy, the character that Andy Whitfield, that it was just kind of scary, because Andy Whitfield kind of owned that role. He made it his, but nobody knew he was suffering from cancer, and then he eventually succumbed to cancer. So rest in peace. I'm a big Andy Whitfield fan. But the character that we seen from the first season, I think he was in the second season and the third season, Claudius Glaber, played by an actor, Craig Parker. I believe it's his name, Craig Parker. Craig Parker. So his nude selfie, no, thing is, and he wasn't really naked in the first one, or the second one, and the third one, he just goes all out. And that was back I guess it was in 2012 when that series was, 2012 when it was on live. And, you know, he's a 43-year-old man. If I was a 43-year-old man, no, well, I guess I'm not, but I'm close. And I had a body like his, I think I'd be taking nude selfies and show him all over the place too. He looks phenomenal. And so this picture ends up, and the picture's a year old. I thought I was getting some new information, but I obviously wasn't. So I guess it's not that you guys might already know about it, but check out this. I'll have a link on the Recycle Blog Talk, that blogspot.com page. But I don't want to put anything too dirty on there. But here's the thing. I created a Tumblr page a long time ago. So all my NSFW stuff that I want to share, that I may talk about on the show, it will be on the Tumblr page. So it's just the 5x5.tumblr.com. So you'll be able to see, so I might have it there as well. Grandpa Al says, I took a naked pic of a peeled orange. It turned on my fruit bowl. But no, so Craig Parker, he's obviously gay, and that's another thing I didn't know about Craig Parker. He's a New Zealand actor, and he was in The Fellowship of the Rings. He was one of the elf people. So I'm like, oh, he's been around, and he's done voiceovers for stuff. So he's been around for a minute. And a lot of people didn't have stars, so they didn't see Spartacus. So normally this time of year, a lot of, like, that's on my War of the Damned, because I have Blood and Sand, I have Gods of the Arena. Well, I have Gods of the Arena digitally, but I have Blood and Sand and Vengeance on Blu-ray, and that's on my Christmas list for this year, War of the Damned. Because I've seen part of it, but I no longer had stars in my cable package, because Time Warner wanted to trip. But because I used to watch it on Netflix. Netflix had a relationship with Netflix had a relationship with Stars, and then they fell out because they would show the new episodes the day after, you know, it aired live on Stars. So, but then they stopped doing that because they fell out. So I actually haven't seen all of War of the Damned, but I eventually will. I know people who got killed. I know what happened. Because I don't mind a spoiler. I know some of you guys, it's old. Some of you guys, they all died. But, but I think that's it. So remember to check out the Facebook page, the 5x5. Send me a tweet at the 5x5 on Twitter, and the fives are numeric. Check on the under construction Tumblr page, the 5x5, completely spelled out. And don't forget to look at the giving and receiving on Real Talk with Dave and Nikki. We're giving away 2 Starbucks gift cards. You have until Friday night, 11:59 my time, which is Central Standard Time, to submit your Merry Christmas to the Facebook page. That was one of the requirements to be eligible for the contest. I don't think I have anything else. Look for the Beyonce album review show. Thank you guys for listening to me tonight. I'm gonna play one more song, but I'm not gonna come back on. So this is gonna be one song and a sign out, and we're gonna be gone. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Donovan Off Limits. Thank you, Grandpa Al Kruska, for joining us. Check out both of those guys' shows. I may be back tomorrow. If not, have a good remainder of your week, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, Scotty McCreary here. I love Christmas time. Growing up, one of my favorite holiday traditions was packing shoebox gifts for Operation Christmas Child. Every year, Samaritan's Purse, through their Operation Christmas Child project, sends millions of shoebox gifts to needy children all over the world. Get involved with Operation Christmas Child and discover the power of a simple gift.
Visit SamaritansPurse.org or call 800-809-3882 and get involved with Operation Christmas Child.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep.
Check us out on Facebook at The 5x5 or tweet us at The 5x5 or go to Recycle Blog Talk for past shows. Thanks for tuning in.
Please don't wish me a Merry Christmas. Please just skip to a Happy New Year. Please don't wish me a Merry Christmas. Though I hope yours is filled with love and cheer.